Department of Economics and the School of International Affairs, Carleton University. Universal child care benefits. Big deposits for some Canadian parents into their bank accounts today. But should the country explore universal child care spaces instead? We'll talk about that next, right after the news. The Conservatives are calling today Christmas in July, with a series of media events and photo ops scheduled across the country to announce, unveil, celebrate the enhanced universal child care benefit. The NDP, for its part, has its own plan. It's the old Liberal plan. It's the province of Quebec plan. $15 a day universal child care. The Liberals these days are offering baby bonus checks, tax cuts for some, tax hikes for the rich. To put it all together, we're joined by Andrea Morozek from the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for having me on.
Merry Christmas in July to you.
Oh, boy.
It is hard to escape the funding announcements from Pierre Poilievre and the Conservatives on a day like this, Andrea.
It's hard to escape, but don't we wish we could? As a researcher, I think the politicking behind all of this is distasteful, to put it mildly. So, yeah, it'll be hard to escape that type of political announcement.
Nevertheless, what do you think of the policy, the Conservative policy?
Yeah, the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada has always thought that money for parents was the way to go, that it does indeed allow better choice, that parents are the best people to decide how to take care of their kids. And when faced with the decision between public policy that would support a national system at the cost of probably upwards of $20 billion annually eventually, with money for parents, then it's pretty clear where we stand, and it's money for parents. That said, of course, the best plan would have been to allow parents the lower taxes to keep the money in the first place, but that doesn't result in the kind of politicking and the ability to celebrate Christmas in July that you just mentioned.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's where we stand on
it.
I
guess the counterpoint, Andrea, would be even after today, because these checks, obviously, they're retroactive checks. They go back to January 1st, so they'll be bigger than the average check. The government expects the average monthly payout for about 3.8 million households to be about $500 a month.
Right.
And the NDP counters by saying, let's face it, $500 a month doesn't get you a lot of child care. So what do you say to that?
Well, in the words of one friend of mine who's a single mother and does not prefer the type of plan the NDP is offering, she says it's better than a slap in the face, which is what they get. You know, when nobody pays attention to the fact that parents actually provide childcare. So what we have across the country are many parents making childcare work in many different ways. Childcare is the care of a child, regardless of how it happens. And so parents are doing that, grandparents, people choose many different ways of doing childcare. And the result of this kind of rhetoric around it not being enough is to diminish the fact that parents actually do that work. I would argue that when you do a national system, you fail to recognize the fact that parents are stretching to make things work in their own family in a way that may or may not include the system on offer by the NDP government.
And some parents stay home while one parent goes to work, another parent stays home. And the second sort of pillar to this whole thing is income splitting. So if a parent chooses to stay home, and the other parent goes to work, whether that's the mom or the dad, or the mom and the mom, or the dad and the dad, whatever the case may be, they will have the ability to income split, right?
Yeah, that's right. And so we've been in favor of that as well. And understanding that today in the modern era, stay-at-home parent very often means doing some form of work, either from home or doing flex work arrangements, so that the idea that some people seem to have of the stay-at-home parent wearing an apron and kind of a 1950s Leave It to Beaver type world is not the reality today. What you see is parents who have very young children diminishing their work hours when the children are very, very young, and then increasing them as they get older. Of course, I think one thing that's interesting to note about the whole childcare debate is that we're talking about the ages of 0 to 5, so a 5-year period. It's a short time frame, and it's a time frame in which most parents say they want to spend more time with their little people. We have a lot of evidence to suggest that more time children at home under the age of 6 is actually the preference of parents. So facilitating that for this limited number of years when children are very small seems to me to be something that makes sense for families and also for children.
Thomas Mulcair is, I think it's the clear alternative because the Liberals, they were long fans of universal child care when Ken Dryden was crafting agreements with the provinces. But
right.
It seems as though the Liberals are basically countering in this election season with bigger baby bonus checks that are tax-exempt because these checks that are coming from the Conservatives will be considered taxable income, some middle-class tax cuts, tax hikes for the wealthy, and it's the NDP that is touting universal child care at $15 a day for parents. Do you think the government can provide quality, affordable child care at that price, $15 a day?
Well, we know that they can't. And the irony is that just as Quebec realizes this, Quebec being the only province with that type of system, the provincially funded system, just as they are phasing it out and grappling with what to do and how to make it work, it hasn't worked. There have been long wait lists there, which is the point, really, that when we look at the struggles of parents to find care for their young children, we don't want to replace a problem with a problem. And in Quebec, there have always been those long wait lists. But it's just an irony that as Quebec realizes they can't really provide so-called universal child care, that the NDP would jump in and say that they can. Again, that 15 to 18, and I would argue much more, perhaps more than that, billion dollars annually, is not well spent on the type of program that they'd like to put forward. Care of young children is exceptionally expensive, regardless of who pays for it. Parents know that firsthand right now because childcare is expensive, but that's part of the nature of the beast. And so I again return to the idea of offering diversity and choices, and that means money for parents to be able to spend as they see fit.
But what about, I'd like to know what your organization, Institute of Marriage and Family Canada, says about the outcomes for children. When children are in daycare, this affordable, regulated, government-funded daycare, are they doing better academically or socially? What do you know about that?
So on outcomes for children, we've had a number of studies over the years showing that there are no benefits that hold to the grade 3 level. There are very mixed results in the research category on outcomes for children. In Quebec, we've actually seen stress levels increase, I believe, for mothers. It may not be an increase, but in any case, the stress levels for mothers did not diminish with the creation of their system. There's a developmental psychologist in British Columbia by the name of Dr. Gordon Neufeld. And he flat out says that before roughly the age of 5, children do not need the so-called socialization that daycare environment purportedly provides. Dr. Gordon Neufeld has not been very much cited in the daycare debates by any political party, but I believe that simply because he is so outside of the political realm that his research is very important. And he talks about attachment and the need for small children to attach to adults and not to their peers. And when you put a small child in a large group of other small children, inevitably they end up attaching to those other small children who they're spending the day with. So, you know, there's been research to talk about, I think it was Kevin Milligan, another BC academic, who assessed the Quebec daycare program and found increased aggression among children who are in daycare there. So mixed results, very mixed results. I'm citing all the negatives here. There have, of course, been positive studies as well. But the problem is that in the mainstream media, I find we don't hear too much about the negatives. Many parents think that Quebec solution has been a real solution. And so we like to draw attention to the aspects of it that have been less successful simply because those don't get as much playtime.
Good to hear from you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too. That's Andrea Morozek with the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada. This is the chat room. We'll get the latest on the